When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
The number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's
I'm every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best, once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Oh, yeah. That's right. If I was going to have to stay up till that hour, it better end with a Rangers double overtime win. And it sure did. Vincent Trocheck lights the lamp on the power play in double overtime. And the Rangers win again, remain undefeated in the postseason. Yesterday was their first real sign of, I don't know, any adversity at all. And they answered the bell. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I don't know how you're doing it. You, Ray, anyone that roots for the Knicks and the Rangers every single day.
It's an emotional roller coaster. Oh, it is.
I'm not even a Ranger. I hate the Rangers, and I'm worn out.
Yeah, but it's so good. Like, oh. This is what it's all about.
No, we got that. The Dallas Colorado game. I mean, Dallas takes a 3-0 lead. Colorado comes all the way
at
back.
Home.
I mean, the playoffs are just the absolute best.
It really is gorgeous. So here's the thing that's interesting. You say you don't know how you deal with it. And it's a fair point. But here's the thing. How many years has it been, all right, what teams are playing in the postseason? Do I want to stay up late and watch a double overtime game between two teams I have no interest in? At least you're alive. At least as a Knicks and Rangers fan, it's all happening now. There's life.
No, I get it, and I love it. I'm just saying, like, in what you're talking about, it sucks, and we'll complain, and then you're watching other teams kind of, you know, not kind of, but battle for championships, but it doesn't take an emotional toll on you. This is great. You're right, because you're alive, but you're spent.
Oh, it's exhausting.
You're worn out. Like, you'll spend the rest of the day today after we get done with the radio. You'll probably take a little bit of a nap, and then boom, you're right back at it.
You're right back at it tonight.
And now we find out we got no Mitchell frickin' Robinson.
Oh, which was that's very disturbing. And we'll certainly get to that. Yankees shellac. I think that's a nice word, shellac. The Houston Astros. Mets trailing 3-0. Offense wakes up. They win their second in a row. But obviously, the bulk of the show is going to be the Rangers and the Knicks. And I was a little disturbed yesterday to find out that the schedule release will now not be tomorrow. It's now going to be next week for the NFL.
It got pushed, yeah. Well, there's lots of stuff happening.
I was ready, though.
I know you were ready. You were excited. I think, we got some playoff hockey probably standing in the way. Maybe take a back seat for once, NFL.
I guess. I don't know. NFL usually doesn't take a back seat to anybody. But today, I guess it should. And boy, oh boy. I mean, couple things. You know what? Let's take your hand and pat yourself on the back. And I'll do the same. Because when we sat here and broke down this series, it was, you like the Rangers goaltender a little better. Like, for the Rangers to win, goaltender had to be better. Check. Power play has to be great and continue to be great. Check. Penalty kill has to do what they do. Check. And the great players on the Rangers have to be great players. Check again. So, I mean, all the recipe for the Rangers to win this series, and last night was not easy. It was difficult, and I thought maybe Carolina was even the better team. But all the X factors, the Rangers answered all of them last night.
Right, and you knew this was not going to be,
of course,
an easy series. I mean, we were talking about it before the show. This was going to be, I mean, there was a reason why the Carolina Hurricanes were the betting favorite to win the Stanley Cup. That's what people thought about this team. And they are a team that is a reflection of their head coach, and they're going to They're going to pressure you. They're going to be aggressive. They're going to make you earn everything you get. I mean, hell, they had over 100 shot attempts. Like, they're going to wear you down.
That's all they do. Is they get the puck, they shoot it. They get the puck, they shoot it.
Well, I mean, it's listen, I mean, you try. They're going to make you get to their level. And for the Rangers, you mentioned, you know, the special team stuff. I mean, as good as the Rangers special teams were this regular season, Carolina's were better. Carolina had the best penalty kill in the NHL, and they had the second best power play in the NHL. And in the series, what you're seeing is Rangers penalty kill been better, been perfect. Not to mention the fact that Carolina doing dumb things where they're taking, you know, penalties on the power play, like Svechnikov, right as your power play starts, 2 seconds in, you take a stupid penalty on Fox and negate your power play. That's just dumb.
That's the guy that ran Shesterkin too, right?
Right. That's just dumb stuff. And then the Rangers power play, we were talking about it yesterday, just being a weapon. What makes it such a weapon is that they get the goals when they need them. It's like there's almost this like inevitability, like trailing one, oh, Rangers in the power play, they're going to get one here. And that's exactly what they've been able to do. And as far as the, you know, your best players have to be your best players, that starts with Igor Shesterkin. Because he is, when I tell you watching, I kind of texted you guys last night, like, this is like watching goalie porn, these guys going back and forth. But watching, you can see it in his eyes and how he's moving and reading pucks. Like, he had a play, there was a play last night, it was a save he made on Aho, where for anyone that doesn't really know a lot about goalies, you see goalies, like, it's funny because the Rangers have the polar opposites. Is Jonathan Quick, when you watch him play, everything looks super athletic. I think actually coming to the Rangers, he's kind of calmed that down a little bit and more, he's fundamentally more sound, but Igor has the ability to do both. Like, he has that athlete part of him, but he also technically is really, really good, which makes him one of the best in the league. But he made a save on Aho where he comes bombing out, puck hits him in the chest, and it's like, oh, that wasn't an easy save. Oh, no, he made that save look easy. Like, he is reading the play so well. He's so dialed in. Some of the saves he made at the end of regulation to get it to overtime, I mean, he has been, that's his 29th straight postseason game allowing three or less goals.
It's 29th amazing.
Straight.
No, it's almost unheard of. And here's the thing. How much of the season was it, is Igor going to be okay? What's wrong with Igor Shesterkin?
Which is probably a blessing, though, Dave, if you think about it.
Maybe. He's not the same goaltender. Maybe they should use Jonathan Quick when you get to the postseason. They are nowhere if not for this guy.
No, because, I mean, listen, maybe if Igor plays, you know, was playing like this during the regular season, there's a hesitation. Hey, you know, we got to keep riding this guy. And then you wear him out during the regular season. By the time the postseason comes, he's a little bit, you know, tired physically, mentally. He wasn't playing well. It forced you to play Jonathan Quick, and he played great. Let Igor kind of figure it out, and now he comes into the postseason where he's, I mean, since the All-Star break, it was funny. They actually said it on the broadcast or during one of the intermissions. You know, Igor's at the All-Star game going, what the hell am I doing here? Like, he was telling people, he's like, I shouldn't be an All-Star. Like, why am I here?
He's not wrong. I mean, he was there from name value alone. His play did not necessitate him being an All-Star this year.
No, but as soon as he came back, I mean, things clicked, which you expected him to do because he's just that good, and he was the difference maker last night.
Oh, he was awesome last night. And again, you can't put this team. I know that Carolina's numbers are good, but you know, from watching two games, it looks like the special teams. It's been a huge advantage for the Rangers. Rangers have what, 4 power play goals in 2 games, and Carolina has none.
Right, and you're talking about the timeliness of the power play goals. Right,
right.
You get the game winner from Trocheck, and then you got the other one that ties it up.
Boy, Vinny Trocheck is special, huh?
Oh, he's awesome, man. I mean, he actually struggled in the face. He wasn't great face-off-wise last night, but
I believe at one point he was like 10 of 30?
Yeah, it was not. He just had a bad night. It wasn't one of his better nights, but it doesn't matter. Because he's going to give you there's a level of consistency for what he gives you every single night.
And then they were going through it on the broadcast. By the way, I almost pulled all my hair right out of my head.
Why?
Rangers power play. What's going to happen?
Oh, the
huge
short-handed
moment. No. Let's check out the Stars and the Avalanche live from Dallas. Did you get that?
No, I wasn't home yet. I saw the text messages you guys were going back and forth. I was like, what the hell are they talking about? So when I went back and I had to watch the beginning of it, and I watched throughout the game, and I was like, I thought I changed the channel. I was like, what happened?
I lost my mind. I was like, what's that? I was like, Alex, what did you do? He's like, I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? I was like, well, what's happening? What's happening? I totally freaked out.
I can't believe you went right after your son.
Well, I had to blame someone.
Well, right.
I didn't realize it was some button pusher up in Bristol that was like, yeah, let's mess with them.
Yeah, but mess with them. Why? Whose thought was it? Hey, let's switch over to the get people ready for the Dallas Colorado game as there's a power play going on.
I was like, okay, huge moment of the game, power play for the Rangers. Here we go, looking live from Dallas and Colorado in Dallas. I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. But regardless of that, great game. Here is Peter Laviolette on Igor and how phenomenal he was last night.
He was fantastic tonight. I mean, both goaltenders had to make big saves or the game would have went in a different direction. But I thought he played a heck of a game. And then you're in overtime too. And when your goaltender is making those saves in overtime, I mean, it's when you do it in the second period, you got, you know, maybe half the game to fight back. But in overtime, those saves have to be made. And he was fantastic. And like I said, I thought we got better as the game went on. I thought he got better as the game went on too. I think it's just natural to stick up for your goaltender. Guys are going to jump in there and they know how important he is to this team and they're going to defend him.
I mean, and they certainly did. You can see he was annoyed last night. He was taking a couple shots that he didn't anticipate, and he didn't really feel were overly necessary.
He's going after Svechnikov a couple times.
Well, Svechnikov went after him a couple times, it felt
like. Yeah, well, dude, I mean, that's part of the plan, man. I mean, if you have a goalie that's that locked in, you got to do something. Dude, I stood up during a team meeting when we played Tampa in the first round of the playoffs, but Hobby Boulin play was, we couldn't score, and I stood up after the first game during the pregame, during a lunch we had in the meeting. And I was like, someone has to run him. Somebody. I don't care who it is. Someone needs to run him and try to get him off his game. Otherwise, this series isn't going to go our way. So it was after like the first or second period. No one did it. So I bumped him on the way to the locker room. I was like, I actually thought in my mind, I hope he tries to fight me and I get him kicked out. Like losing me, as long as I lose him with me, is worth it. But he didn't. He didn't take it. I hit him and then we ended up winning that one game, but that was it.
Ugh.
You got to do something. I mean, he's playing that well, and Anderson's playing well too. But
I thought Anderson was really good last night.
Anderson was really well, really, really good. He made some big time saves. He had that kind of in overtime. Mika had the little breakaway in tight. Trouba made a nice pass, save on Lafreniere, and then he had the one timer. I mean, Roslovic made a great pass to Mika, and Anderson made that save on the one timer. But
you remember at the trade deadline too, it's like the Rangers did nothing. They didn't add the Gensels. They didn't add, well, you know what, the guys they added have really so far in this postseason been difference makers. I thought both Wennberg and Roslovic were really good last night.
Yeah, well, I mean, it also, so when people talk about teams that have the ability to make a run through the playoffs, they talk about obviously goaltending, they talk about the special team stuff, and they also talk about strength up the middle. What you have at the center position. So, I mean, Wennberg was an important piece to that because now all of a sudden, you know, he steps into that third line, pushes someone back to the fourth line. And this is without even having Hedl now, who looks like at some point, once they eventually finally lose, since they're at 6-0, I think that's the only reason why the lineup's not changed anyway, because Repi doesn't even really play.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they haven't lost yet. And then Roslovic had to find something with that top line. Someone that has the skill and the speed to go along with Mika and Kreider. Chris Drury knows what he's doing, man.
Oh, yeah. No,
and
he also understands,
like, there has to be a little bit of urgency here. This team has enough talent where, come on, we got to at some point take that next step.
Right. The time is now. And you know what? So they've put themselves in position where go to Carolina, and you know that Carolina's going to throw the kitchen sink at you down there. Steal one. Just one. I don't care if it's game three or game four. Steal one. And listen, if you can't and you don't, well, I mean, the backup plan is if you can win your home games this series, you're still going to find your way to the next round.
You took care of your business.
I
would say this too, though. I would say, as far as one of the negatives of last night is end of period goals. Can't happen.
Ugh.
Can't happen.
Well, they scored 5 seconds left and then like a minute and something, minute and change.
Yeah, because your captain decided that it was a good idea in the neutral zone to go to his backhand and throw a pizza into the neutral zone.
Well, your captain has not been very good and took, what, 3 penalties last night?
Well, he tried to kill Natchez and almost killed himself in the process last night.
I mean, that is wild.
Holy moly. Dude, he's lucky because he almost connected with that elbow. Had he launched himself like that and that elbow makes contact with Natchez, he's out.
By the way, I can't stand Natchez. Not because he's dirty or anything like that. He's a real problem.
Aho's a real problem. That line's a real problem.
That's Gensel's a problem. Really tough line. Gensel and oh yeah, no, it's a real problem. I feel great. I do. I feel great. And there's something so magical about Rangers and postseason and overtime and at the Garden and late night. It's just, it had all the feels last night.
Here's the difference, though. As excited as I am, because you know how much I love the Knicks, about what's happening with them.
Right.
There's a real chance.
Yes.
That this Rangers team could win a Stanley Cup.
Well, here's the thing. And someone asked me yesterday, are you more excited for the Knicks or the Rangers? And I said, they're both thrilling. I said, I happen to personally, I like the Rangers a little more than the Knicks. But my point was, the Knicks have, and I, listen, I don't think this is shocking to anyone. The Knicks have no chance to win the whole thing.
To even get by Boston.
There's no way. If the Knicks get by Indiana, that to me would be a win in its own right. The Rangers have a real chance to win the whole thing. A real chance to win the whole thing.
Right. Rangers maxed out, could win the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
Knicks maxed out, I still don't have, especially
with no Mitchell Robinson. Totally agree. Totally agree. From brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors has over 122 million parts to keep your ride or die alive. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, easy to bring home that big win. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. All right. I mean, we get all the time. You don't talk enough hockey. There's no hockey. Where's the hockey? Here's the hockey. It's time for the hockey. 1-800-919-3776. Don't let us down. Because we're talking Rangers, we got to get into, the Knicks had no depth to begin with, and now they have less than no depth at the moment. Little Mets Yankees, Stump Rothenberg, stuff you missed, all of it. It's a busy, it's a hump day, it's a Wednesday, it's DNR, and it's 98.7 ESPN. All right, now Dave Rothenberg here to tell you about my friends at Bathfitter. They converted my kids' bathtub to a shower, did a phenomenal job. Customized just as we wanted, only one expert installer. Process was easy and simple, and there's no demo, there's no mess. And Bathfitter, well, it's a high-quality, permanent solution with a full lifetime guarantee. 3+ million happy customers like me and my wife, and for a limited time, you get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. So start designing your bath today like we did at BathfitterDesign.com because there's only one Bathfitter.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Vanajan towards the net. Lockdown. Trocheck. Score! He scores! Vincent Trocheck wins game two. It's double overtime.
I mean, this feeling is pretty cool.
He just keeps answering the bell with it.
Undefeated in the postseason.
There's almost this inevitability. Trailing one. Oh, Rangers in the power play. They're going to get one here. That's exactly what they've been able to do.
Ryder scores! Power play goal!
It never feels like they're out of the game.
And the Rangers have a two-game lead against the Carolina Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference semifinals.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN.
Rangers up 2 games to none. Knicks up 1 game to none. And it switches back to the Knicks tonight. We'll get to that in just a moment. How about, and RJ, I don't even know that you're privy to this. We had a very warm and welcoming text exchange with the great Kenny Albert yesterday.
I heard. I don't actually know the message, but I heard there was a message.
So I didn't even remember, to be honest with you, but he's so good and so talented. We spoke glowingly about Kenny on the show yesterday, and we received a joint text of how much he enjoys the show and how much he appreciates the kind words, and he looks forward to seeing us both soon.
Kenny Albert here. I wrote a book. Look at me. Don's in the forward. Look at that.
Stop it. Why do you have to go there? I was trying to be nice.
Speaking of Don, did you hear that there's some talk and chatter on that show that Don and Peter want to take us on at pickleball?
Stop it.
I'm telling you.
I don't think they watched the video.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Okay.
Peter said no chance, K. And it wasn't schedule related. It was just they didn't think he was they think he's a liability. So they,
well,
he
would probably be Amani's level. I would agree.
They pushed OK, and then I guess Don's gonna said he's willing to blow out the knees if he has to.
Okay. Well, here's what I'll say. Open invitation. Whenever they're ready, let's go.
Wow.
No?
Nah, this is not usually how we handle our business, though. I don't think we talk the way you just talked.
What did I say? I said open invitation. When they're ready, let's go. I didn't. RJ, what did I say that was so wrong?
I think it's just the tone of your voice.
Oh, so it's my tone?
Yeah.
So if I said, okay, so we'll play when they're ready to play.
Why do you have to high pitch it like
that? That would be different. I would look at it different.
British too. You sound like Peppa Pig.
All right, so we'd like to throw down the gauntlet when you guys are ready. We'd love to play.
What's Peppa Pig?
What's Peppa Pig? Well, he has no kids.
It's Tyrese Halliburton right now.
I mean, you just sounded the dismissive nature of your voice. Like if I were talking to Rick, and I'd be like, you know what? I bet you I could score a couple of times on you if we took 10 penalties. He'd be like, okay. Like, that's kind of what it would sound like. That's how you sounded just now.
Well, I feel very confident.
It's probably the gold medal he's wearing on his neck again.
I feel like we would win.
The man hasn't taken the medal off.
Well, why would I?
Why would I really? Haven't. I like that you haven't. It's a big deal.
So they think they would beat us? I didn't hear it.
I think there's been some talk around the station now because it was such a good event that pickleball.
Who's next?
Pickleball America loved it, and they wanted to know who at the station would be next. And I think they had talked about it. And I guess Peter and Don want to take us on.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to say it that it won't be judged by you guys, but open invitation, love to play them, and whenever they're ready, we're ready. Is that
was
fair
nice
to say?
Yeah, I think that was better.
Was that nasty?
No, better.
You need it higher pitched?
No, I think
you need it lower?
I think your regular voice was good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we're ready. When they're ready, we'll play them and we'll battle them.
That's a little overconfident.
Too gravelly?
Yeah, too gravelly.
James Earl Jones-ish?
A little bit. I like regular day voice.
Okay.
And then when you celebrate, you can get to that high pitch that we did, the little penguin thing we did.
Oh, yeah.
Which was great.
Oh, what a treat that was. Let's go to Peter in Manhattan. Peter's on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just a few comments. Number one, I believe in the last minute and a half, there were two chances for Carolina to score, not one. So, you know, that was a tough one. But anyway, my two other comments. I've been following the Rangers since 1969. Never easy to be a Ranger fan. So two comments, and I agree with you. Even if they win the series, you know, the remaining teams are going to be tough. So the Rangers are going to have tough series going on. But the other thing is, I've always worried about the Rangers. I mean, they have won Stanley Cup since I've been alive. You know, I look back to last year, the year before. They were up 2-0 in both series against New Jersey and against Tampa. Game 3, they were ahead in both games. Get penalties, they lose both series. So until the Rangers win, it worries me.
Well,
so
no one is celebrating anything. We're just sitting here saying we're up 2-0 and we're in a good situation. Yeah. And Rick mentioned
the
earlier.
The goaltending is super.
You have a different coach this year, and your special teams are just better than them right now.
Exactly. Goalie is incredible. Listen, they've killed 10 penalties, which is incredible, too. So, but again, look, I'm excited. I think they went. Now, with the Knicks, I'm a little less excited about. I mean, there's some injuries. I think Boston's going to be tough. But anyway, you know, great time to be a Knicks and Rangers fan. And I thank you for taking my call, and you have a nice day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. What a pleasant gentleman that was.
Very
that was
pleasant.
Nice.
Yeah, it was actually three chances there at the end of the third period.
And I got to see none of them. It was nice. It was great.
It was great for you. I think everyone recognizes how fine the line is in the playoffs.
In every playoff.
From being in full control of a series to all of a sudden now be, or full control of a game.
Yes.
How quickly that can change.
Very infrequently do you have like Minnesota or Boston where it's like, all right, you know what? Halftime, these games are done. Like that's not the norm. That's the exception to the rule.
Now, Boston is just, I mean, but Boston's been on a different level. The Celtics have been on a different level than everyone else in the East for the
Whole season.
The whole season.
I mean,
anyway.
Forget about the East. Everyone else in the entire NBA all season.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time for them. Okay, Cleveland's not going to do anything in that series.
Oh, God. I mean, that could have the least juice of any series in the postseason right now.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of a But there's no NHL series that has less juice than that. And there's no, depending on what happens in this game three, Denver-Minnesota, I can't imagine Denver's going to lay down.
They may not lay down. They just may be facing a team that's better than them, though.
Though Minnesota's defense is
stifling.
Wow.
Andy,
you got Jamal Murray throwing heat packs on the court.
And what did he get fined? $100,000?
$100,000.
That'll teach him.
Probably not.
No. Andy in Rockland. Hi, Andy.
What's going on, gentlemen? First off, huge Ranger fan since I was a kid, so 94, and this is just electric. Just 2 points that I wanted to bring up. One, when it comes to Trocheck, how do you feel in terms of, like, the vibe in which he gets, and how is it, from, like, Rick's perspective, how is it that Trocheck is able to kind of drive, like, goalies nuts to be able to get in there, grind it out, and just kind of score these huge goals? And then two, worrisome, is that face-off. The Rangers lost most of their face-offs yesterday, especially Trocheck. What is it that you see that Carolina's got an edge for the face-off? Thank you, gentlemen.
Well, I mean, Trocheck had a bad day. I mean, game one, Trocheck was good in the face-off circle, and then game two, he wasn't. I mean, timing could be off. Yeah, but I wouldn't say that's at the top of my list of things I worry about. I mean, them losing face-offs, I mean, and now all of a sudden Carolina, you know, establishes, you know, puck possession in the offensive zone, or they're really good at getting pucks through from, you know, defensively. Their defense get pucks through, which is, and we were saying this earlier in the show, if, you know, the best way to score on a goalie that's playing as well as Igor is, you know, get shots through with traffic, deflections, broken plays. That's how you're going
to
score on him.
It feels like it's the only way to score on him now.
Yeah, that or when you had, I mean, the third goal, the backdoor kind of one time.
Well, that's right, but that's a goal he has no chance on. Like,
he was actually over in time.
He has a chance, he's going to stop, it feels like.
Right, and he was actually over in time for that. That puck actually beat him to the ice. Yeah, his game is at a, I mean, this is as locked in as I've seen him. It's the way he's reading plays, the way he's moving. The amount of pucks that are hitting him in the chest, which, yeah, that's the sign of a goalie that's playing really well. Yeah, he's been great.
He's been phenomenal. Let's go to Paul in Marlboro. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, guys. I worked in the city. I come in early in the morning. Had an early morning meeting yesterday, and right, then, of course, I wound up going to the Granger game last night. I said to folks during the game, if we win, it's worth it, but if not, you feel agony. And during the second overtime, I was suffering. But
see,
we won.
So when
I'm
you say
thrilled.
You're suffering, you were super tired during the second overtime?
I think what happens is when they're resurfacing the ice, you stop. Your adrenaline slows
right
down. I'm like sitting in my seat. You obviously can't get to, there are only a few food choices and all that left. And then, yeah, it took a while to get me going. Now, once there was action, I was obviously back into
okay
it some of the time,
okay,
standing, chairing and so on. So, yeah, you know, you're thrilled. You love it. And you live for this. And then, of course, I wake up usually for something in the morning to drive in. And, oh, my goodness. But I love it.
Paul, what time did you get home last night? You must have got home 1 o'clock?
Exactly. I got home just after 1. There was a lot of traffic getting out the Lincoln Tunnel yesterday. I don't think it was just the Ranger traffic. There was probably an accident or some other extra delay because it took longer than usual. But, yeah, I got home after 1. And that's fine, though. I'll do it for the Rangers again every day. Let's keep this going.
There you go. Thank you for that. He must be, I mean, Santiago feeling like that this morning.
Well, can you imagine if you lost? I mean, you lost.
It'd be awful. If we lost and I had to come to the show, you probably wouldn't want to talk to me.
I got a nasty email. Ryan B.
Okay.
Not
right
directed at anyone specifically. No one cares how long you've been a fan. New Yorkers are so stupid with the need to tell us all how long they've been a fan. Just make your dumb comment and hang up. Go Canes, go Pacers.
Ah, okay.
I just want to let you, people want to let you know
how long
they've suffered.
All we needed was that last part. That's all we needed.
Right. Go Canes, go Pacers. So really, Ryan is living in a world of misery right now.
Can't feel great.
No.
No, he's one of the ones that, I mean, that call, you stay up late. Right, he doesn't get home till past 1. Has to be up at 4:30 to get to work.
Oh.
But at least he's got the joy, the adrenaline of a big win.
Those are rough when you're
a Canes fan waking up for work this morning. I mean, do you get out of bed?
I don't know how you slog through the day.
Slogging.
What percentage of like successful work do you think you're getting done today?
As a Canes fan?
Yeah.
Limited.
30%?
Maybe.
20%?
Extra long lunch.
Long lunch. Sit there, stare at the computer screen, right? Do some typing.
Yeah, like fake busy.
Right.
Like, real fake busy.
Right, pick up the, oh, a meeting. Okay, so I'll see you there.
Probably fully invested in whatever kind of chat I have going on with my fellow, you know, Canes buddies. This is the things that we're going to have to fix. This call sucked. I can't believe they did this. All that stuff. I'm not focused on work. No way.
No, not at all. But the thing that does make it difficult for our work is when you have a 9-to-5 job, you can hide. Right? If you're a Canes fan, you don't have to discuss it. You don't have to be deeply entrenched in it. When you do what we do, you have no choice. Like, this is what we do.
Yeah, right. And there's no way John is buying. Hey, I don't feel great. I can't come to work.
We never do that, though.
No, I'm saying not. But I'm just saying he's not the kind of person that would buy that either. He's like, I don't care what you feel like. You need to be here to react to what happened.
Yeah, but you make it sound as if we would ever pull that kind of shenanigans. That's not us.
Well, of course not.
We're warriors.
I know.
I mean, you had double pink eye a week or two ago, and that didn't stop you from coming into work.
I know. We have the COVID clip of you. I get it. I'm just saying you can't. Like, maybe in a different job, you call in sick today and don't feel great.
I mean, look at Raymond.
Well, Raymond is a different level of
Raymond. The man is a physical specimen in the way he nothing bothers him.
I don't want this to happen because it would really, I got choked up even just saying it. Raymond, if one of these teams wins a championship and you don't get a real, not fake, real championship ring, I'm going to be disgusted.
They're not going to give him a real ring.
He deserves a real ring.
Well, no. The players,
like
the players
$60,000.
The players who actually go out and win the ring deserve the ring. Let's be clear. I'm not doing it.
No, wouldn't you deserve? But you should get something.
My trainers get real rings.
Sure.
People that work for the team get real rings.
But if Raymond got a beautiful replica ring, I would be okay with that.
I'd be okay with that.
Do you really think that James Dolan would be worried about the extra $50,000? For a ring, for one of the great warriors over at MSG. Well, I mean, would you really?
Well, I mean, it's not about the money. It's just, are they going to spend $50,000? And
I'm
does
sure
Raymond deserve this? I mean, listen, I'm not trying to be rude, Ray. I'm really not.
I don't think it's the same ring as Chris Kreider. In fact, I'm a little uncomfortable comparing that I should get the same ring that Chris Kreider's getting.
No one's comparing anything to anything. The players are the ones that deserve the ring.
And for God's sakes, we've only won six games. You've got to win 10
teams.
More.
I said both teams. I didn't say one. I said both. I said either team. But I've seen organizations that have people that work doing an assortment of different things, but have been there for a certain amount of time. That end up getting rings because of all the hard work. I think Raymond, for as long as he's been doing this, would deserve a ring.
Listen, I haven't been doing it that long.
Stop being so humble.
If I get anything, I'll be grateful.
But you're doing both. This is not like you're doing an NBA team, like separately from that's not owned by the same person that owns the NHL team. You're doing it for the same company.
I would like to see. You get your own float at the parade.
I'm actually now uncomfortable.
That would make
with all
me
your
happy.
Ladies.
Yeah, could you imagine that? Who's that? Wait, Shesterkin. You have Kreider. You have Panarin. Then on the next float, it's Graves. It's Messier. It's Brian Leetch. Then, there's a handsome
who
man
the hell is that guy?
And many beautiful women. Who's that?
You can be completely naked, do whatever you want.
Oh no, you can't.
Would you ever go naked on the float?
That would literally be the last you'd ever see of me.
Tara Reid and her bosom popping out.
Raymond, we could design it as like a stable.
Can we not?
Listen, bosoms pop, Raymond. There's really very little you can do to prevent the bosom from popping.
It would be the bosom float.
Yes.
Maybe the float.
Maybe the float is just bosoms.
That could be good too.
Yeah. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free
excellent
bright side breakfasts featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, waffles, all of it. Yes, you heard right. Fresh hot waffles tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. We take a break. We dive into the Knicks and the injuries. And they're back at it. You don't have to wait long tonight. And we'll discuss it next on 98.7 ESPN. All right, here we go. NBA playoffs, Well, as you know, they're here, and the New York Knicks are in them. It's time to hit the court with BetMGM, an authorized betting partner of the NBA. Download the BetMGM app today and make every playoff game and every vital play mean more than ever with same-game parlays, live betting options, player props, boosted odds specials, and the best daily promotions in the business. With the BetMGM app at your fingertips, you can experience the excitement of wagering on the NBA playoffs and get in on all the blue and orange action as your New York Knicks drive the lane. Find out why basketball fans love BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Madison Square Garden and the New York Knicks. Download the app and take the king of all sports books with you wherever you go. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older to wager and physically present in New York and New Jersey only. Gambling problem? In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In New Jersey, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Yesterday for me was the first time that I was like, oh no, like, the Mitchell Robinson injury for me is a lot, Rick, because we talked about yesterday, they don't have any depth to begin with. Now your backup center is going to be out for, I mean, really for the remainder of the postseason. I mean, how do you keep these guys? I know they go out, they play 45, 47. Is that sustainable would be my question.
Well, what are you asking? For this series or just in...
Well, here's
once you potentially get past the series.
I don't think a lot of people expect them to beat whoever would be next anyhow.
Well, you mean the Celtics. Don't say whoever. You mean the Celtics.
Okay, fine. I don't.
Because
I don't,
if for some reason the Celtics lost to Cleveland, everyone would expect them to beat Cleveland.
Fair. I don't know how they get past the Celtics healthy or this version of healthy. Now you're taking away Mitchell Robinson. Forget about the Celtics. I'm not even worried about the Celtics. Can they keep it up that they can get by a series? I thought they would win pretty convincingly. Can they now win the series?
Well, yeah, I think they can still win the series. I mean, I think that in this series, Isaiah Hartenstein was going to be the better matchup anyway. I thought that Mitchell Robinson in the first series against Joel Embiid was better served to defend Joel Embiid.
Well, I agree with you, but Rick, you can't continue to lose bodies. You don't have a lot of bodies.
No, but one of the pieces that you're losing isn't kind of one of the depth pieces that we were talking about anyway that would provide some scoring. Mitchell Robinson does not provide scoring. So for all the people that want to see Precious, you're going to get a chance to see Precious now.
Right. That's no longer is he going to. It's how many minutes is he going to get? Because you have to play him.
The bigger concern was where are you getting points off the bench? Because you only had three of them in game one. Right? You had three in game one, and the Pacers had 46 in game
Which
one.
Which is really unbelievable.
Which is unbelievable, and you still won. But, I mean, our starters played better than their starters. This sucks. It sucks because of, I mean, again, one of the things that we've talked about a lot with this Knicks team is how well they rebound, especially how well they offensive, they rebound offensively. And Mitchell Robinson was a big part of that. So, you're losing that. And now it puts more pressure on Isaiah to make sure he doesn't get himself into foul trouble. Because now you're talking about if he gets into foul trouble and you're playing Precious and he potentially gets into foul trouble.
And Precious is not the same size, right? I mean, he's just not as physically big.
No, he's not as big. I mean, he's more, which maybe ends up being a good thing too because of Miles Turner's ability to.
Right, maybe he can kind of run with him on the perimeter a little bit more.
I mean, Precious is only 6'8". But you saw what he did against Joel Embiid in that fourth quarter. Now, Joel Embiid was limited movement-wise because of his knee.
Right.
But, defending the perimeter, he's better than Mitch is at defending the perimeter.
But you've lost Randle, and we knew that, right? At the end of the regular season, we knew he was going to be out for the entirety of the postseason. Fine. But now you're down Bogdanovich and Mitchell Robinson? I mean, I don't know. When I heard the news, I was pretty deflated, I'll be honest with you.
I was, too. But when you take a step back, Bogdanovich ends up being a bigger loss in this series because of how many points the Pacers can score. And where are you getting, if Josh Hart and Dante don't shoot as well or as efficient as they did in game one, or Dante goes for a couple games where he just becomes invisible, where are you getting these points from? Especially because Deuce wasn't good in game one.
It's going to have to be better. You can't get no points from your bench and win. You can't.
You know how Tibbs is going to run this rotation. Josh Hart's not going to come off the court. He's not. I mean, he's most likely going to play 48
literally,
minutes.
Josh, go on the court and just don't get in foul trouble because you're playing 48 minutes. That's a foregone conclusion. Absolutely.
Right. No, OG is going to play a majority of the minutes. Jalen, you're going to try to find spots to give a little bit of a break to. And then depending on how Dante shoots is how much he'll play. If he struggles and isn't shooting well, you'll see more Deuce. If Dante is shooting well, you're going to see probably pretty close to what you saw in game one.
We're just, starters, you're playing 44 minutes, and I'll deal with rest this offseason.
Right, because that's how important.
It's a hard recipe, though.
I know, but just think about how important it is to get those two wins at home and how close these games have been. So, even if you had some better options off the bench and you got Dante shooting the way that he's shooting, and Josh, doing what he does. Not just, you got the 24 points, and he's 9-13, but the 13 rebounds. Like, I could understand, how am I taking these guys off the court? These guys are playing, they're starters for a reason, and they're playing as well as they're playing. I can't, as much as I'd like to give them rest, they're used to playing this many minutes. Now, what does that mean as we get later in the series? That's, I think, the bigger question.
Well, I thought you have to think big picture. And again, I'm not looking towards a next series. That to me is not even something that's within my purview. All I'm thinking about is this series, and it's another body that's down. It's six fouls you don't have. It's another physical body. It's another guy that can rebound and block shots and defend. And you're right. I don't look at him as someone that's going to give you a lot of offense, but at least he was capable of playing, and that's ripped away from you now.
Here's the positive, though. You've already gone through this. You've dealt with it.
Yes, you have had success without Mitchell Robinson this year. That is correct.
And Precious has stepped up. So now it's his moment.
Okay.
I'm sure he wants to play. The people want to see him play, and now he's going to get an opportunity to do that. Deuce has to be better tonight. He has to. To at least make Tibbs feel comfortable knowing that he can give these other guys some rest.
Well, you're right. He's got to be better, but even if he's not, you have no choice. You can't only play five guys.
I know. I'm with you. I understand what you're saying, but I could easily see, if they're shooting well, the same kind of result as you saw in game one, where OG's 42 or 43 minutes, Jalen's 44, 45 minutes, Josh Hart plays the entire game, Dante ends up being out there for 44 minutes, like he was in game two. It's tough to take those guys off the court because you don't really have. It's not like.
You don't have anybody.
But it's not like Rick Carlisle when he had a decision to make. TJ McConnell is balling. He's a real problem right now.
Right.
But I have Tyrese Halliburton.
No. You're gonna have to sink or swim with your guys is what's going to happen.
Because you don't have any better options. You don't.
Well, especially when you don't even really have any options.
especially when your starters are playing as well as the Knicks starters played in that game.
See, I don't worry about Hart. Hart's going to be able to give you four. I mean, can Hartenstein give you 38, 40 minutes a game? It feels like an awful lot for him.
It feels like a lot for him. But the other guys, I don't. It hasn't hurt us yet, I guess is my point.
You're right, but the key word you just use is yet. How long is this sustainable would be my question.
I think you ride it till it starts. I mean.
Okay, then let's go.
Because I don't think you have another choice.
I think that you're probably right. All right, we'll break. Calls on the Knicks. Calls on the Rangers. We have an apology coming up right after Stump Rothenberg, which comes your way at 7:45. It's D&R with you right here on 98.7 ESPN. All right, this is nice. For the ones who get it done, Grainger, they offer high-quality supplies and solutions for every single industry. I mean, every single industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and the experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people even safer. Call or click Grainger.com or just stop on by. And when you stop on by, what do you say?
Hello!
That's right.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't care how bad the Astros are. Does it ever get old beating the Astros? I would think not if you're the Yankees, right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm still shocked that the Astros are this bad right now.
They've been absolutely brutal. So that's the fifth game against them this year, and the Yankees are now 5-0 against Houston. They brought the bats out last night, and maybe the unsung hero of the season so far has been Luis Gil. He's been really good for the Yankees.
Luis Gil's been really, really good. I mean, one hit last night in six innings. I mean, yeah, you see what his stuff is. I mean, he's got filthy, nasty stuff. And I think it was just a matter of him kind of getting comfortable, maybe being more aggressive in the zone. And when he is aggressive in the zone, I mean, he's tough to hit, man. And that's still a pretty good lineup that he made his way through.
Oh, it's a very good lineup. And he led the solo home run early, and after that, he was really, I mean, he was perfect.
Yeah. I mean, and then on top of that, you mentioned the offense. So last three games, I mean, they scored 20 runs, five home runs. So offense coming around a little bit. And still Aaron Judge not going the way that we know Aaron Judge is capable of going yet. Right? I mean, Verdugo's been good for them.
Of course not.
Soto, another three hits. Volpe had the home run yesterday. I mean, Giancarlo Stanton hit an absolute rocket.
Well, when he hits the ball, he has the potential to hit the ball very hard.
Dude, it was a rocket, that ball. You're right. When he barrels one up,
right.
Oh my goodness. That was dangerous when he hits the ball. It's coming up.
It actually is dangerous, but you know what? That's a hell of a win for the Yankees last night. And now you go at it again with Houston today, and Mets in action again. And no, I mean, listen, when the Yankees, because they hit, I know that they have not hit a ton this year yet, or in spots they haven't hit well, but you have to figure that's going to happen. And their starting pitching for the most part has been pretty good for them.
Right, starting pitching's been good. Clay Holmes has been great. Bullpen's been pretty good. It's just, I mean, that
really good.
You know, I think concerns. Well, maybe I guess because this is again. I think this is one of those teams where owner says we're kind of going all in to try to win a championship. You know, you're looking at the regular season saying to yourself, well, what are some of the things that could stand in our way of winning a championship? I think some of the inconsistency with the offense feels like it might be a problem, right? This hasn't been pitching that's been the problem in the postseason. It's been, you know, all of a sudden we're facing one of these teams that's throwing, you know, good pitchers at us. We have a hard time hitting. Because you know what, like, when this offense is going well, they have, I mean, their ceiling is they can pummel you. But we've also seen, too, where they don't score runs. So why is there such an inconsistency with the offense?
I mean, I think that it's when the better pitchers can kind of have the Yankees' numbers at times.
Right, but you're supposed to have enough talent in that lineup where not everyone struggles at the same time. Like, a really good lineup, like, if you construct a really good lineup, and I know you want to have, you know, lefties and righties and different kind, but you also have to have, you'd like to have at a certain point, you know, two, three guys going well at the same time. Not everyone, like, you don't have to have everyone going well at the same time, but at least, you know, a couple guys going well at the same time. And the beauty of bringing in someone like Juan Soto, even though it's a one-year deal, is, yeah, if Aaron Judge gets hurt or Aaron Judge gets off to a slow start, we got Juan Soto. But we also got, there's a reason why they kept Gleyber Torres, right? Do you feel like they're going to give Gleyber Torres a long-term deal? No.
No, he's
not. Right, but because you're all in, you see the kind of production he gives you offensively at second base. You're like, well, if we're all in, you know, we'll deal with him being a free agent because we feel like offensively he's going to be, you know, that good at second base. Anthony Volpe got off to a red-hot start. He's kind of slowed down. And then, I mean, you have spurts of time here where, I mean, outside of Soto, it seems like it's tough to get a second or third guy going.
It can be. You know, last night, Volpe with the big hit, right? And obviously the offense was fine. But I think what happens is the Yankees, when the pitching ratchets up a notch, and this is what's been their MO in the postseason too, it doesn't always follow through with that the bats are good, right? That's been a legitimate problem.
Right, but you're supposed to have enough this season where that's not supposed to be a problem.
You know what? That is an unwritten tale as of now. We don't know.
Right, you don't know. But you've seen enough inconsistency where you're questioning it a little bit, I think.
I think so. I think there's questions, and I think there will be. Until the Yankees provide the answers, I think the questions will exist. Let's get to a couple of Yankees calls. Let's go to Wes in East Hanover. Hi, Wes. You're on 98.7.
Morning, fellas. Morning, loyal listeners. So I was going to ask the question of the Yankee fans if they ever get tired of beating up on the Astros. I know that they're down right now. But to me, I don't think I'd get tired of it. When your rival is down, you go ahead and kick them while they're down. So that was it. You guys just talked about it. So I got a little nugget for you, Dave.
All right.
So the starting pitcher last night for the Boston Red Sox, his name is Cutter Crawford.
Right.
His father named him after the pitch, the cutter, right? Do you know where he is from by chance?
I don't.
He is from Okeechobee, Florida.
Oh, nice. Is that right?
It is. I heard that on the broadcast last night, and I was like, I have to say you got this guy's photo.
Back roads, you know, like Okeechobee or whatever it is in Florida.
Yeah, he's from Okeechobee.
That is too close to Okeechobee to me. So just throw that out there. And the last thing about the Yankee point here is that their record against the East is what's troubling. They're beating up on everybody else, but they're 6-7 against the East. So at the end of the day, if they're going to win the division, they got to beat the teams there. And so far, they're off to a little rocky start there, but we'll see what happens. So just want to throw that out there. Appreciate you guys taking the call. Have a good day and happy anniversary to you, Dave.
Thank you, Wes. Appreciate the phone call. RJ, there's no way, and Raymond, you guys ever get tired of beating Houston, right? I can't imagine. Like, I would think it's special.
Oh, no, it's enjoyable.
Right.
No, Wes asked me, he said, would you rather beat them when they were good and be part of their downfall or beat them now? And I said, well, ideally, the first thing you said, but the history's done. So I'll take the second thing. Yes.
But like last night, you pummeled them. They're not good. Still highly enjoyable, though.
Love
right?
It. Oh, don't absolutely. Care. Yeah, pound
absolutely.
Them.
Beating up on Verlander. Yeah, we love it. We're here for it.
Right. Like, okay, but you guys tell me because you're the Yankees fans. Because, I mean, when you look at the record, solid. You look at home runs, they're third in Major League Baseball. You look at runs, I think they're eighth in Major League Baseball in runs. But like I gave you the last three games, they scored the 20 runs. The previous five games, they only scored 8 runs and hit 184.
That's legitimate questions, legitimate issues.
With 130 with runners in scoring position.
Mm-hmm.
Like why such a disparity? Like you've seen the high end, but there's also like the really low end.
No, it's like you said, you're beating up on the lowly teams, which I guess, you know, you do. But yeah, they listen, it's not a flawless.
No,
operation right now.
No. Yankees are good. They're not great.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Astros stink. Verlander's old. And I don't care. I wish I would have scored 72 runs.
Yeah, right, I'll take this.
So it never gets tiring to beat them, right?
No, I haven't beaten them enough for it to be tiring. A few more years of this? Okay.
I'm going to venture to say that it won't get tiring.
Do you think they're done? Or are you still very, very wary of Houston?
I think they're done.
What are they,
11? You think they're done?
What are they, 11 under?
Yes. Oof.
It's not under enough, but I mean.
You think they're done, huh?
I mean, they got 12 wins. Look at their division right now.
They're bad. They're a bad baseball team.
They have 12 wins. They're last in the division. They got less wins than the freaking Angels. They have 5 less wins than the A's.
It's enjoyable.
That's too bad.
Yeah. You hate to see it.
Chicago White Sox are minus 92 run differential.
What's their record now? They lost again to the Rays last night, right?
They're 8-28.
Is that bad?
It's not good, RJ.
No, they only have 4. They only have 4 less wins than the Astros.
Yeah, but they're far less than the Astros.
I know. I understand.
Are they though?
Yeah. Come on.
A 4 game difference?
Yeah. Yes, they are far worse than the Astros. Yes, Rick. Come on, take my side on this.
Oh, of course, I'm going to take your side. But they're closer to the White Sox than they are the Rangers right now in their own division.
Well, they're 8 games back. Record wise. If the Astros got into the playoffs, you wouldn't be shocked, would you?
No, because they're the Astros.
Right.
I wouldn't be shocked.
If the White Sox got close to 500, you'd be stunned.
Stunned, shocked.
Stunned.
Yeah, right now it's the White Sox, the Marlins stink, and the Rockies aren't very good either.
All right, let's take a break. 1-800-919-3776. We'll come back. Big 9 o'clock hour. Knicks, Rangers, more Yankees, Mets. Stuff you missed. 3 stars, Melange. You can go nowhere on 98.7 ESPN. All right, we're amped up for the NFL schedule release. And luckily for you, our teammates at Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN, they have great deals on great seats with a huge selection of tickets to this year's biggest matchups. Experience every tackle, every touchdown, every eye-popping play of your favorite team live and in person for the best selection of 2024 tickets. Shop now. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Let's take a listen. Here's the head coach of the New York Rangers, Peter Laviolette, on what was really a crazy wild win last night.
It had some peaks and valleys in it, too. I thought we came out good. I thought, you know, the end of the first period kind of flattened out a little bit. I thought we came out with some good jump in the second period and really did some things that we were liking, and then they scored at the end of the second, and third period went back and forth. I do think that as our game went on, I thought, you know, we stayed with it, maybe even got better, you know, through the overtimes, and, you know, had to kill a couple penalties in the overtime, so you got to fight through that and then get the power play opportunity. It was a roller coaster a little bit, and for the guys to stay in there, locked in and focused like that, that was a pretty big effort.
At what point, and you would be the perfect person to ask this to, at what point does, like, tremendous fatigue set in, where the fatigue takes you out of playing the proper way?
Like in overtime?
Yeah. Like, because, I mean, you're getting to the point where it's becoming a very long game now.
Yeah, right. Like, well, because usually you see it in overtime. You know, there's so much adrenaline early on in overtime. That's usually, like, you'll see a quick end. And then once that doesn't happen, you kind of settle in, and then it ends up going, a full overtime, then into that second one. It's tough to say for me, just because I'm a goalie, so it was a little bit different. But, I mean, the longest game.
From what you've seen, though.
You start rolling 3 lines. You're not playing your 4th line. So, guys, I mean, I would probably say, you know, sometime midway through the second, then if you're going into a 3rd.
So we were right there on that, like, crossing that imaginary line of, all right, guys are now, they're exhausted.
Yeah, right. Like, you don't really have the same kind of jump. That's when you really have to focus on making sure you're making smart plays, good decisions, which is kind of what Carolina makes you do anyway. There's so much pressure that they're trying to force you to make mistakes. And I think the Rangers have done, for the most part, a pretty good job of kind of being patient, making the right plays, and then when they do get opportunities, let their skill shine, which is kind of like what you saw with Adam Fox, right? I think that was that's a good example of it. When you have a chance like that off the rush or whenever you have an opportunity, Adam Fox makes that play where he's patient, holds, and then finds, you know, Laffy on the back door for the tap-in. Because they have that kind of upper-end skill to do that.
Right, and they have a lot of that. I mean, Panarin is that guy, and Zibanejad is that guy. And I think Trocheck is the perfect combination. He is that skilled player, but he's also that gritty mucker kind of a player as well. Fox is that guy. They do. They have Lafreniere is that guy. They have a lot.
Roslovic has high end skill.
He does have high end skill. He actually, I think, has been better in the postseason than he was in the late stages of the regular season with the Rangers.
Right. He stood out for me last night.
I thought he was really good. I think Wennberg was good too.
Wennberg, but that's, I mean, this is, Chris Drury's done a really good job. Those moves that they made to bring in Wennberg and bring in Roslovic and put them in the spots and kind of, I mean, when you have, from top to bottom, outside of Rempe, who played 4 minutes, I mean, I don't mind playing VC. I don't mind playing Cooley. Like, I mean, you can play.
No, Barclay Goodrow can play.
Right. Like, there's, I mean, this is a really well-constructed team.
Very well-constructed. The things that, our checklist of these things have to happen for the Rangers to wind up moving on. Where the goalie has to shine, check. The power play has to be good, check. Defensively, they have to be good when they're a man down, check. And their star players have to be star players, check. I mean, all and you wonder why they're up 2-0. All the things that we said have to happen for the Rangers to be in good standing have happened for the Rangers to be in good standing through two games.
And Laffy got he joined the party last night. You're right. All those things have happened. I would say, you know, to Lavi's point, like the end of the period stuff, you got to clean that up.
It happened twice.
Like yeah, it happened twice. And then, there's some two, like he mentioned how they came out in the second period. Fox has that play to Laffy, which was a great play, great patience. And then they're flying, and then Trouba ends up taking a penalty. And that all of a sudden kills the momentum.
He did that not once, not twice, but I think three penalties last
night. And then Trouba's turnover that led to a goal was not a good turnover. Almost killed himself. Like, I mean, he's lucky that he didn't make contact with Nitsch's face. Otherwise, he's probably going to get suspended for that hit where he almost killed him and then killed himself.
I mean, that was wild what he did there.
He launched himself. But, I mean, all in all, I mean, you found a way in a really important game, because had you lost that game, now Carolina feels completely different about the series.
Wouldn't you too? I mean, as a Rangers fan, I sit here saying to myself, boy, if you lose that game, Carolina has done exactly what they've needed to do. They split, and now they go home where they're really tough to play.
Right. But, you're doing that. You get blown out in the first game. It's on the road. Hey, fellas, it's on the road. We came here knowing that it was going to be tough. Let's make sure we better effort in game two. We find a way to split this. Now we got home ice. We're going back to our building where we know it's going to be tough for the Rangers to play. But the Rangers didn't allow that to happen. And a lot of that was because of the things that you talked about. It was an opportunistic power play, great penalty kill, and then some humongous big-time saves by your goalie.
Yeah, he was really, really special. 1-800-919-3776. You want the hockey, you get the hockey. 98.7 ESPN. I didn't even realize this now. The Knicks are at 8 o'clock tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's right.
That's right.
Raymond, at least you have a little extra time for a nap, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if I get the nap.
Well, why
you need
get
the
nap?
You need the nap.
There's things going on.
Tell the ladies that you need a break.
Yeah, just no moss, right? You need a little bit.
I am struggling right now.
Or pull like at DiCaprio, where you just lay there.
It is actually a miracle that I've gotten to hour three here and hour four.
This is hour four.
Now,
right?
Yeah. I'm still with you.
You ride, I'm going to relax.
Be careful.
I'm just saying. Maybe that's the deal.
Be careful.
Yeah. Have you met him?
Well, I don't understand. The guy hasn't slept, and he's telling me there's things that are going to go on this afternoon that aren't going to allow him to have a nap.
What do you, Ray, noon today, what do you need to do from noon to 5 o'clock today?
There's prep to do. There's things
what prep?
To do.
Well, I'm asking you honestly, what prep do you need to do that you can't get a 3-hour nap?
I have done absolutely nothing to get ready for this Knicks game.
Yeah, who are you
nothing
doing?
Ready.
Who's this prep? Who are you doing?
Nothing is done.
Is
nothing
that what you call her?
Done.
Her name is Prep?
She's French.
Prepe?
You notice how I'm, ignoring
Jean
the question?
Preparcito.
Oh, ooh.
Yes.
Jeez. Mamacita.
She's a French-Spanish combination.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's
Oui, oui.
Yeah.
Raimondo.
Is this what's happening, Ray?
Is that what's happening, Raymond?
I'm not talking about this.
Can you imagine that combination, though, Raymond? A little French pepecito.
It's not even registering. It's
this
not.
Guy's dead. This guy's
his
done.
His brain is not functioning right.
It's really not.
It's really not. Are you having trouble speaking yet?
Well, give it time. We'll get there. We'll get there.
You're taking a nap. It's not a suggestion. That's a prescription. Nap today. You have to.
You really do.
You
really
let this should. Happen before and you got yourself all worn down. You couldn't even be, you were done.
You're going to get yourself sick.
And we sound like his mother.
You really do.
Is your mom constantly worried about you?
She's my mom. That's right. That's what moms do.
Yeah, of course it is. But I mean, most children sleep.
What is how does she feel about you being so promiscuous? Does she like it?
Oh my goodness!
Just asking.
Does she know?
Does she know the ladies?
What is there to know?
That you get, we know what there is to know.
Does she know about the half bedroom? Or is that like no? You can't.
You have police tape in front of the half bedroom. How does that work?
Why would there be police tape? I think there's an easy way.
Maybe there's a guard. You think there's like a Bobby?
I don't think there's a crime scene there, Dave.
Just lock the door, maybe.
Not yet.
Oh, no, that's
not yet.
I'm not talking about Tom Bauer's
apartment.
I'm
going to let RJ handle the rest of this today.
RJ, if he said, hey, I got to go home now, would you just say go?
I would understand.
Yeah. Well, let's not let him leave. Let's go to Dan in Jersey. He always brings it. Good morning, Daniel. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, Gamps. How are we today?
Great.
I'm feeling great. Great, great. Just by the way, I know you guys like to mess with me about the radio station. I actually won an award for being able to revive the sports program at Monmouth for the radio, and now it's being used as a weapon. Not a weapon, but
a weapon.
That's where you need your police tape.
The radio station is now being used as a weapon?
How dead was it that you were able to revive it?
As a weapon. It's being used as like a key that's going to help them. Like, they're bringing in a sports communication program, and part of the reason is because I've been able to help revive the sports program as a sports director.
Like, is it like a B-52 kind of thing?
Yeah.
All right, nice.
Speaking of weapons, Vincent Trocheck.
What a transition.
It's no wonder you're winning awards there, Dan.
It's no wonder why that department's a weapon.
Yeah.
The Rangers' power play was a weapon last night. It was one of the best wins I think I've ever seen. It's up there with Game 7 in 22 and Game 6 in 2014. I want to know, Dave, where do you rank the Rangers' win from last night? And also, if Igor Shesterkin goes out there and wins a cup for the Rangers, I don't think he'll be instantly put ahead of Hank, but if he finishes his career with the Rangers,
who would
you rank better?
No.
He's 26 years old. How can you possibly answer this now?
Yeah, but he's not going to instantly go ahead of Hank. He has some longevity.
Henrik Lundqvist never played with a team this talented.
I agree.
Never.
Yeah, you can't just say he wins now. I mean, part of getting your
years old.
Right, part of getting your number retired too is, I mean, there's got to be some longevity involved here. Right now, the only reason why you would put Mike Richter ahead of Henrik Lundqvist, and Mike Richter's one of my favorite goalies of all time, is because
he won.
Because he won.
Right.
Henrik Lundqvist was freaking awesome.
Amazing. And listen, they got everything they could out of those teams. You put Hank on this team, oh boy.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh boy.
Hank was a wonderful goalie.
The thing I like about Igor, though, is he does have the ability to handle the puck.
Very well.
Igor's one of my favorite goalies to watch. In the NHL.
He's a special goalie. And I think the upside is enormous. I think you're stupid to have the conversation now of if he wins a cup, does he leapfrog Hank?
Yeah, why do we do this all the time?
Because this is what people are obsessed with doing.
Oh, my God.
Maybe we should start.
I guess that's how you revive it. Revive the station.
I guess. With a weapon.
Well, but you make it a weapon.
That's nice.
And you whittle it right into a weapon.
You weaponry whittle.
You weaponize it like Raymond's sexuality. It's a weapon.
How about that? That's nice.
Yeah, right. It's machismo.
Yeah. He has tremendous machismo.
Oh, I look at him. It's almost like when I look, you know, you used to look at Prince and you get that feeling?
Yeah. Well, Ray, look at Ray. Have a little Prince vibe to him, doesn't he?
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah. Like, look at me. Wherever I am is where the party is.
Right. It's like
that kind of appearance.
He oozes sex.
Yes. I agree. I mean, there's a full appreciation for him on the ESPN Twitter right now.
As a post.
Right? Is there a more important cog that works harder than Raymond Santiago? The answer is clearly no.
Raymond, you're him, Raymond. You're him.
You know what you are, Raymond? You're your own weapon.
You are. No, how about he's the weapon?
You know what? That's it.
I like
you're,
it. That's
you're
gonna
the
stick.
Weapon.
That's going to stick the weapon.
Our fans are the company. Raymond, you're the weapon.
The weapon.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.